Welcome inside Browns training camp, day number 8 in the books. A beautiful day in Berea. The sun was shining bright, and so were the stars of the Cleveland Browns, as number 12, Josh Gordon, made his return from New York and was on the field practicing today. Also, today was very significant. Johnny Manziel made his first appearance with the first team for the Browns. Today was the day that he finally got those reps with the ones, and I guess you can say the competition is underway. Manziel started off hot with a 40-yard pass to Travis Benjamin, but did have some ups and downs. Threw an interception as Dante Whitner was able to get him in one of the early sessions. Now, the Browns continued to focus on situational drills. A lot of red zone work today. Again, the defense got the best of it, save a Willie Snead touchdown, and they also did some two-minute drills. A minute and 30 was on the clock, but the game was tied. The offense had to drive down to get in field goal range to win the game. The defense got the job done in three of those four sessions and will once again wear the orange jerseys tomorrow. But going back to that interception off the hand of Johnny Manziel and into the hands of Dante Whitner, well, it was all started by the newest member of the Cleveland Browns safety, Jim Leonard, a man who has a long history with Mike Pettine. I spoke to him about his first few days with the Browns. Jim, what's it like to be reunited with Mike Pettine here in Cleveland?
It's great to be united with Coach Pettine. I got a lot of faith in his coaching ability and what he brings to the table. So just excited to get here and learn my teammates and get this thing rolling.
And you know this scheme well. It's obvious you were able to step in at the family day scrimmage right away and make plays.
Yeah, this will be my sixth season in this defense, so I feel very comfortable and just trying to come in and be a leader in the defensive back room and in the defensive room and, you know, just get comfortable. Learn my teammates right now. That's the biggest thing, learning what they do well, and I think we're going to have a great defense.
In addition to Leonard's tipped pass that was intercepted by Dante Whitner, two undrafted free agents for the Browns really stood out in today's session. Willie Snead, who's right behind me, catching balls on the jugs machine, and Robert Nelson right behind him, number 42, a defensive back. Snead, couple of touchdowns on the day. Nelson with the interception that ended practice. So I talked to both of them about their experience so far at Browns camp. Willie, so far from this undrafted free agent group, you've been consistent, you've been reliable. All you're doing is getting open, catching the football, making plays. How do you feel you've done so far early on?
I feel like I've done really well. I've been in my playbook real heavy, been communicating with the quarterbacks, and, you know, just making sure my body's healthy.
You know, and there have been a lot of drops out here at camp. You have not been a victim with the drops so far. Are the quarterbacks starting to gain confidence in you?
I think so. You know, being on the jugs every day consistently, and, you know, that helps catch, and then having the, you know, relationship with the quarterback always helps. So I'm just trying to get better and better every day with those two.
Those of you who don't know, Robert Nelson last year at Arizona State led the team in interceptions, had an interception today to end practice. What happened on that play?
Knowing my packages and coverages and just doing my assignments like Coach told me. Just made a play, you know, to help the team get back to orange jerseys.
You seem to be playing a lot faster, a lot more physical now that the pads have come on in camp. You feeling more comfortable out there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's, you know, I feel like that's a part of the game, you know, just understanding, you know, the nickel package and the corner, you know, the nickel. It's like the quarterback of the defense besides the linebacker, and you got to be more physical there. So, you know, I'm doing the best I can, you know, so that's all I can do to help this team, and, you know, I hope I help this team in the future.
Well, thanks to Mr. Nelson, a.k.a. Nelly. Yes, indeed, the defense will wear the orange jerseys tomorrow when the Browns resume practice here in Berea. Be sure to stick around on ClevelandBrowns.com for Coach Pettine's post-practice presser, as well as my one-on-one interview with rookie running back Terrence West. Everything you need about the Browns is right here on ClevelandBrowns.com, and that'll do it. Day number 8 of Inside Training Camp.